We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, welcome in to another edition of the Goodman and Hummel podcast. I'm Jeff Goodman, and well, he's Robbie Hummel, because that's about as good as we're going to get today. Hummel's out on the golf course as usual. It is summertime, so he worked very, very hard, as he will tell you, last season, and he's going to work even harder this season. So he needs his time on the golf course. He needs his downtime. So instead, you're stuck with me for an off-season edition of the Goodman and Hummel podcast. And we got a great, great show for you today. None other than the number one freshman in the country, Arkansas freshman Nick Smith. Without further ado, let's get to it. And hopefully Hummel will join us here at some point in the future. Now, we will get going soon with the pod now that College Hoops is not that far away. We'll get going, start doing it consistently here soon, or at least every other week. But make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow us on Twitter, and maybe even see Hummel on a golf course near you. But here is Nick Smith. All right, now pleased to welcome in one of the top players, one of the top freshmen, a kid I absolutely love from the first time I saw him at the Peach Jam, Nick Smith. Freshman at Arkansas. Nick, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You give me the most difficult thing so far. We're about I don't know, 2 weeks into full classes. Give me the toughest thing about adjusting to college now that it's not just summer classes.
It's an adjustment for sure. But I feel like I kind of already prepared myself for this moment. So it's not really kind of any hard thing to do. All I do is just work on my game and just go to class. So
not that hard to focus. Can you talk to my daughter then about focusing? She's a freshman in Indiana. So maybe I'll get you on the phone with her.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. So listen, 6'5", about 185 pounds. I don't know. You still about 185, or have you put on some weight?
Something like that, 185.
All right. So, out of somewhat nearby Jackson, Jacksonville, Arkansas, about two and a half hours away?
Like three and a half, something like that.
All right. So I looked at it, and I think 24/7 had you as the number one player in the country coming in this year, number one freshman. Some of the other services, I think your consensus, number three behind the Duke tandem of Derek Lively and Derek Whitehead. How much did you pay attention to that? Because I know a year or so ago, you were nowhere near the top three going into like July period, correct?
Yes, sir. I really didn't pay attention to it, but I always looked at it for not particularly like just saying like, or this guy needs to be there, or I need to be higher. I just made a list, you know. I told Corey Frazier before the Peach Jam, I sent him pictures of everybody I wanted to go at, and that's what happened. I just wanted to go at everybody. I wanted to prove to everybody that I was like, you know, I'm just a competitor. You know, I worked on my game. You know, I gave, you know, God the glory. And I just went out there and I just played with my guys. So,
Do you remember what you were ranked going into PGM? You remember the number or no?
I was ranked around ESPN. I was ranked around 36, 33 or something like that.
Is it crazy to think that like you're number one in the country? Like you ended that way? I mean, did you ever even think that was possible?
Yeah, I thought it was possible for sure. But you know, I just knew the stuff around that area. But you know, at the end of the day, I really never looked at it, but I always looked at it just to, you know, see where I'm at. But you know, just having that and just seeing that where I'm at right now is only making me go even harder, because I know for a fact that I can get better at every aspect of my game. So
I didn't realize when I saw you at the PGM, you were not 100%. I had no idea. I mean, again, I drop in. I don't follow recruiting like I used to, but yeah. I go there and it was kind of a crazy PGM as it was. I went on the later end, and by the time I got there, there were a bunch of guys that, you know, Filipowski wasn't playing, COVID. It had been a kind of a crazy PGM a little bit, but when I saw you again, I fell in love with you, both you and your teammate, Brandon Miller. I think you were my two favorite players to watch. But I didn't realize you were not at 100%, were you?
It's kind of crazy because it's kind of hard to tell me no, because before that Peach Jam, I wasn't supposed to play at all. Like I was supposed to have surgery. It wasn't no negotiable ends, but you know, I kind of like respectfully looked at my doctor and was like, no, I'm not having surgery right now. Which kind of made him upset, and I had to go to a whole nother doctor to get a surgery. But you know, I figured that out later. But you know, I mean, it worked out. I just knew that I'm just a competitor. Like I said, it's hard to tell me no. I just want to win. I want to go out there and just compete. You know, and it was my last PGM too, so I want to experience that. And because you know, the last previous year got canceled, so I'm like, nah, I'm not missing it. I don't really care what people say.
And it was a hairline fracture of your wrist, correct?
Yeah, I broke my scaphoid bone in my wrist. I mean, it's a casual injury, but I still was going to play for sure.
This like the one that Jason Tatum is talking about.
Yeah, Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul had that injury. Yeah, a lot of people had it.
Yeah. No, it definitely – it affects you at times, right? I mean, I talked to Tatum a little bit about it, and like some days it's fine, and other games you get hit and it really bothers you, right?
Yeah, it just like if you get hit in certain areas, like if you go up for a shot or if you land on it wrong, it just has like a little it hurts for sure. Like if it hits, but you know, I mean, you can push through it if you just wrap it up right. I have my guy, Coach Tim. Shout out to Coach Tim. Wrap my hand up every game.
All right, so describe your game for people that haven't seen you. When I first saw you, I was like, all right, he's got a NBA body, he's got an NBA game, he can get to the basket, he can finish, explosive first step, good size, could shoot it. Describe your game. I mean, I kind of just did, but give people a little bit more about your game and maybe your strengths and your weaknesses, what you want to get better at.
I feel like I'm a all-around player, or whatever the team needs from me, I'm willing to do and I can do. My team needs me to play the two, needs me to play the three or the one. You know, a lot of people look at me as a one. I look at myself as a one because I feel like I can do everything on the floor. You know, if you only have one guy guarding me and there's no coverages or anything you're doing to stop me, I feel like I'm gonna get 25 every night. But like if you have coverages, I'm gonna get 10 assists. So I mean, and on the defensive end, I'm very competitive. I don't like people scoring on me. I just want to win. You know, that's what it all comes down to for me and all those keys for winning. And I just try to, you know, help my team out as much as I can. You know, I feel like every aspect of my game I really need to get better at. You know, my shooting, my ball handling, passing, you know, making better decisions on the floor, getting bigger, faster, stronger. You know, that all translates to the next level, and I understand that. I really need to work on those things to, you know, just get where I need to go.
So when I saw you, when you just said, you know, you think you're more of a one, maybe it's how you were playing there, but I thought you were more of a two. Is that something where it depended whether you played high school or AAU? And now obviously with having Anthony Black on the team, do you think you'll be playing more off the ball this year?
Well, I mean, we never really just discussed that, but I know for a fact that I'm going to be on the ball some this year. You know, me and AB, you know, AB's ball dominant. I can be ball dominant as well. So, you know, that just compliments us because we're both competitive and we both just know that, you know, our aspects of the game. So if he wants it, if he gets it, I'm going to where I need to go. If I get it, he's going where he needs to go. You know, but that's just what, you know, Coach Musk, you know, that's what we love about Coach Musk, because he gets just give us opportunities to play our game and just play the right way and just teaching us how to play. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we came here, just to play with each other, to learn. Because the next level, you're gonna be playing with, you know, a lot of guys that's ball dominant. So you're gonna have to learn somehow. So
give me the best comp, and you can't use your boy Brad Beal. All right, give me the best. Brad Beal is not eligible. All right, so you can't say Brad Beal.
Yeah. But my best comp, I don't know. I don't want to say Brandon because it's kind of biased, but I probably have to go THT Talen.
Who?
Lakers, from that got traded to Utah. That ever played against or just?
No. I'm saying biggest comp in terms of who you're most like as a player. Who you think your game resembles the most?
Brad.
Listen, your dad and I were talking about it earlier, and one name that I thought was pretty good was Devin Booker.
Yeah. I look at Devin Booker game a lot. But in all seriousness, I think I have compliments of obviously Brad, D Book, Darius Garland. When I'm in that mode where I'm just straightforward, I feel like I play like a little bit of rust under control. But, you know, other than that, I feel like my game is kind of weird. I got a different type of game. You know, I can switch it up anytime I want to. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I look at everybody's game and just try to compliment to my game. So,
but that's how it should be. I mean, nobody, you know, we always want to say that, right? What's the comp? Nobody's got a great comp because everybody's different. But for those who, it's always you want to give those who've never seen you play kind of a vision of what they're going to see once you take the court for Arkansas. And that's where some of these guys, like you said, you're parts of Brad Beal's game. Parts of, I think, Booker's game, guys like that. All right, so when you're playing with Brandon Miller, I remember talking to coaches at Peach Jam, and a lot of people thought you guys were going to go to Alabama together at that point, or definitely play together. And I think Alabama was the one that was really recruiting both of you the hardest, and I thought you guys played real well off one another. What was it about Arkansas that I don't know if it flipped it for you? I don't know if Alabama was ever in front, but what was it about Arkansas?
During the recruit process, I just wanted to make the best decision for me. It wasn't about going to school with him. You know, obviously if we would have went to Alabama together, that would have been great. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, come here and just get my game better. I know that Coach Musk was going to push me hard as I can be pushed. Behind my dad, but I was going to get pushed here. I was going to learn how to play the game of basketball. I was going to play with other guys. I was going to play with older guys. And, you know, that's what I wanted. I wanted to come here and just try to get ready for the next level. You know, if that happens, I just try to, you know, come here, just work hard every practice. Every practice is hard. You know, he demands greatness every rep, every second. And I feel like that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I just need to, you know, continue to do that. And I feel like as the season come around, I'll be ready for the moment.
What's going on, guys? Rob Doster here, the founder of the Field of 68 and the Field of 12 Media Networks. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you guys know about an exciting new project that we have been working on for the last 3 months. The Almanac, an all-encompassing preview of the 2022-23 college basketball season. We spoke with every single Division I head coach to give you a robust and accurate preview for all 363 Division I college basketball teams. We have predictions for conference finishes for all 32 leagues. We have features on the best freshmen, the best big men, the breakout stars, the coaches on the hot seat, so much more. It is 600,000 words of sheer happiness for the college basketball fan in your life. The Almanac is going to be available for digital purchase on September 26th for just $19.99, but you can pre-order it today using the promo code HOOPS and save 20%. Just hit the link in the description below.
One of the biggest compliments I've heard about you is that you didn't come in with kind of the swagger of a number one player or anything like that. That you just, you came in as just another player, as a teammate, somebody that kind of wants to blend in as much as anything else. And how much was your dad a part of that coaching you?
Well, it was, I mean, I never really just, like I said, like, I don't really look at the number one, or I'm just Nick. I mean, I'm going to play my game, you know, before all these rankings and all this like recruiting stuff and all this so-called hype, you know, I was basically doing the same thing down the street where I was from. So like, that's how I always carry myself, because I knew that, you know, this can be taken away from you super quick. So I just want to have fun and just, you know, not be, you know, one of those guys to where I'm just hard to work with. You know, I love to, you know, work with my guys, and I love to build relationships with other people, because I know that, you know, they have goals too. So I'm not just one selfish guy at all. So, you know, I want to play my game, but as well, I want to have fun. I want everybody else to have fun, and I just want to win games. That's it.
So there's a lot of dudes on this team this year and a lot of new faces. I think it's 10 new faces. I want to say like 5 transfers, maybe.
I think it's like 11. SID. Like that. Yeah, 11. Right? 11 guys. Yeah.
5 transfers, 5 freshmen. Is that what it is? 6 freshmen?
6 transfers and
5 transfers. So we got, all right, you. 5
transfers and 6 freshmen.
6 transfers and what?
It's 5 transfers, 6 freshmen.
All right. So basically that leaves 2 holdovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most teams that have that much of a flip and, you know, change, you'd be like, they had no shot. I mean, just don't, right? Now, it's a little bit different now with college basketball, because there's so much turnover now with transfers and everything like that. It's not what it used to be. But how do you make sure the chemistry is good enough? You know, like Arkansas last year started off slow, and then they obviously flipped it and turned it on the second half of the year. Do you think it's going to be similar this year, where you guys are going to have your struggles early because you have so many new players in new roles, in new places? How much you focus on that?
Well, me coming in the first day I came in the summertime, I knew for a fact that it was going to be a struggle in practice, because we don't really know each other. The first thing, as soon as I seen somebody's son, I hit him up, you know, yo, what's up? My name's Nick. I gave him my number. You know, that's just one of the things where, like, I just wanted to come in and, you know, just had that type of respect to where, like, you know, whoever Coach Musk recruited to come in, you know, some people I probably put in a word in, you know, just told them to, you know, come to Arkansas. You know, I just want to have that family atmosphere, and I feel like we're doing good with that. You know, the first week, you know, we all hung out together. We was all at, you know, either at Devo's house, we was all either at my house, you know, just having a good time and just chilling and, you know, just doing normal stuff that normal teenagers do. You know, but, you know, that kind of translates to, you know, the court. You know, I feel like as of right now, we still have a lot more ways to go. We haven't played a single game yet. We played overseas games, but, you know, that was just good looks and stuff like that. But, you know, that one, I mean, you know, y'all know, but, yeah. You know, during the season, it's going to be a lot different. And Coach told us that, and, you know, we just have to, you know, come in the season just ready to just be prepared for any type of moment, because I know a lot of people has a lot of expectations for us, but, you know, our expectations is our expectations. We're not really worried about the outside or expectations. You know, we understand that we're going to have a lot of, like, you know, some struggles down the road. But, you know, that's what this game is about. You know, we got to just see how we come back from struggles and, you know, just try to win. That's basically what it comes down to.
So give me your favorite Must story from that overseas trip. There's got to be a few. has to be something crazy that he did. Did he get thrown out of any games over there?
I think one thing about Mus is a very passionate. I don't know. He's just a funny guy, but he doesn't really try to be funny. He's dead serious. So I think it was like the first game. Like it was like 5 minutes in to go to the game. We probably up 35 or something like that. You know, overseas refs don't really, you know, we Americans, so they're not really calling none. We coming in the game expecting that, not really tripping on it. Coach Musch is just going at his head the whole first quarter, and he was the one telling us not to say nothing to the refs. But you know, that's just how he is. You know, he's just a competitive guy. I'm a competitive guy. You know, I'm gonna go at who I'm gonna go at. You know, in a timely manner when it's necessary. But you know, we just go. That's what he is. Just, he just go.
Hey, was it ever tough to, when G League Ignite came after you, Overtime Elite comes after you, overseas they're making offers. Was there ever a moment where you were like, hey, you know what? Maybe I should take this money. Maybe I should take this different path, or no?
Not really. Before all, you know, the G League Ignite in Overtime, you know, I have respect for those guys. You know, I looked into them. You know, I have relationships with some of those guys, still do have relationships with some of those guys. But, you know, with all due respect, I told them that I had a plan, you know. I wanted to go to college and experience that one year of college, because a lot of people don't really, you know, with my God-given ability, I'll probably have a chance to go when it's done. So I just try to use my year wisely, just not go for the money. You know, I'm gonna make money anyway. So, you know, I just came to college. You know, just try to enjoy my year, and you know, the atmosphere of the fans overall is just crazy, and I want to experience that, because that just fuels me. You know, every single game, just going out, seeing those 20,000 fans in the stands.
They're nuts, man. They're nuts. They went after me about a year ago. They killed me because I said at that point I think Arkansas was overrated, and they didn't deserve to be in the top 25, which. They didn't at that point, and then they got better. But, you know, fans are crazy. You know, but Arkansas fans are, like, good crazy. I got to get – you know, I've never been – I'm telling you, I think I've been to every other arena. I've been to Fayetteville for an AU tournament years ago. I've never been for an actual game. So I'm going to try to get there this year.
You got to come to one, for sure.
I am. It's like the one place I've circled this year. I try to do, like, a place I haven't been every year. This is going to be the one. I'll be there this year.
Yeah, the fans
may not want me there this year.
I'm gonna tell them to keep it cool.
Take care of me.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure.
I might need you as a bodyguard walking in or something. Yeah, All right. Let's play a little game on a quick like word association game on the freshman. All right, the other freshman.
Okay.
Or you can do a line. It doesn't have to be one word. It can be quick hitter. What kind of comes to your head? And it doesn't have to be about their game. It can be about their personality, whatever you want to do. We'll start with Jordan Walsh.
Freakish, athletic, mobile, for sure.
Yeah, super mobile. Fun to watch. He was fun to watch last year at the Beach Jam, too. Anthony Black.
Very smart, poised, and hilarious.
Darian Ford.
Very strong, very smart minded, and very respectful, for sure.
Barry Dunning.
Another hilarious man. Very, very good defensive, you know, it's just a real key piece for a team.
And then the last one, is it Joseph Pinion? Is that
a sniper? You know, very cool, collected, don't really do too much, just do what he needs to do and get up on down.
I mean, it's crazy, that class. Six guys, all top 100, basically. That's a lot of talent. And then you got your transfers, you know, Council and Graham and the Mitchell twins and Trayvon. Like, there's a lot of talent there. Everybody wants to talk about NIL now. Like, I don't know how much it – certainly – I'm sure it's great for you, but I wonder, as a freshman coming in now, how you stay focused with it and look at maybe, you know, your dad, it's easy, right? For parents, for us who are older, right? To look at the bigger picture, but you're an 18-year-old kid. Like, I think you're 18. Are you 18?
Yeah, 18.
All right. How hard is it not to get caught up in the NIL? And making a buck here and making 100 here, whatever it is. How difficult is that?
It's, for me, it's not really difficult at all. I'm not This is little cash, so I'm not really worried about any of it for real. I mean, without NIL, I think I'll be straight without it. Before I came here, I had two great parents. I was in a good position before I even came to college. So, I have two good parents. I have a good agent. I have good people around me. I don't really need. I mean, I take it because hey,
who wouldn't?
Right. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I believe Brad just signed a $230 million contract. That's my kids gonna be straight. That's what I want. So, but I don't even really do it for the money. I just really love the game. I just love to compete. I've been around the game. I've been around the game since I was like 2-3 years old. That's just who I am. It got me a lot of situations. So, God just blessed me with the gift to just go out there and just play my game. So I'm just continuing to use it.
So the last number one recruit who went to Arkansas, you know who it was? Big Nasty, right?
Of course, yeah.
And he ended up doing something for him pretty good, right? He ended up winning the title. I assume that's what you went there for, right? To try to get Arkansas back to the Final Four where they've been close. And win a national title. What needs to happen in order for this team to win a national title?
Well, for me, it starts with me with leadership, demanding greatness from everybody, staying connected, just try to, whatever is happening is going to happen. But one thing for sure. We're going to go out there and we're going to compete every single second we get on the floor. If we come up short and I know for a fact that we gave it our best, I'm cool with that, but if we're not doing what we need to do, not coming in the gym, not working on our game, not doing anything to, get that, I know for a fact that we didn't deserve it. So I'm not going to really, that's one thing that, I try my best to do, but because One thing for sure. I'm going to try my best to get everybody on the same page. And I just try to win games. I'm not going to say we're going to win a national championship. I'm not going to say we're going to go to the Final Four. I'm not saying we're going to make it to the tournament. But I know for sure we're going to play hard. And, one of those things are going to happen for sure. So.
So when I come down there to Fayetteville, you're going to show me, I hear you're pretty good on the drones. Is this true?
I'm decent. I haven't played the drums in I don't know how long. I played the drums at the church for 5-6 years, but I kind of put the sticks down a little
done?
Bit.
You're done?
Yeah.
Retired?
None. Retired.
All right. Well, we'll just have to watch you play ball then. There how good do you expect? It's funny. You got a great class coming in. You played with two of the top players in the country as well. First, what can Alabama fans, and I know he's your rival, so you got to be careful what you say here. You don't want to give him too many props, but what can Alabama fans expect from Brandon Miller?
Man, everything. Just his energy, his athleticism. His athleticism is crazy. Leadership, everything you just want out of a good player, you're going to get, it's just going to naturally come out of you if you really want it. And I know Brandon Miller, he's been working on his game. I've been keeping up with him, he's been working on his game, pretty much like how I've been working on my game. It's going to be fun to just watch him, especially him being like my best friend, hopefully we both go to the green room together, it's going to be an emotional time for both of us. And, I just want Brandon to succeed, man. Whatever comes his way, I'm happy and glad for him. It's my guy. I hope the very best for him. But the Arkansas versus Alabama game is going to be pretty fun for sure.
any side wager between the two of you on that one?
Nah, we don't wager.
Nothing. No, loser has to wear, some article of clothing.
None of that.
All right. What about Khalil Ware? Who you played high school with, who's a freshman at Oregon and another top. I mean, it's crazy the connections you have to some of these playing AU with one and playing high school with the other.
Yeah, I mean, Kelo Ware is came a long way, especially with the first practice we had, you know, in the summer. You know, I knew for a fact that he had a lot of stuff to work on, you know, that we worked on that stuff the whole year, you know, just setting him up for spots, you know, getting him a lot of lobs he ain't really never caught before, a lot of shots he's never really shot before. You know, he's one of the most gifted players I've probably never seen, you know, especially at that type of height he has and that type of length. You know, his timing of blocking shots is crazy. I mean, keeping up with him, I feel like I think was averaging like 20 overseas, you know, like 12 rebounds. You know, if he keep that up, he also gonna go be in a green room. You know, he's one of the most talented, like I said, most talented guys I've never seen. You know, if he just continue to work on his game, you know, continue to just keep grounded, you know, just stay grounded. You know, I feel like he's going to be a great player for sure.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're trying to balance a little bit of academics, working out. like I said, I'll get down there for a game for sure. I might even get down there before the season starts for a practice. Sure. Nick Smith, really appreciate you taking a few, and good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Jeff.
You got it, man. Yeah.